Well, Neil, good morning to you, and welcome to a roadside stop-off in Lancashire, where we've just had a lovely breakfast. Preparations going into this game, would you say the biggest game in as your 10 years manager for FC?
Yeah, this is how I build it for myself, you know, well, not just FC United, you know, manager, for me as a manager, you know, to go to face the best team in non-league football, to have the opportunity to take my team and the club to Barrow and, you know, go and put a performance on, and that's what we're looking to do. You know, the preparation's been great, we've trained really well this morning, the club have, you know, looked after us, we've stopped off on the way for a pre-match meal, lads are in great spirits, we know the fans are travelling in the droves today, so, you know, it's going to be a great game and one that we can't wait to start.
And when it comes to preparations, the match last week, a phenomenal performance against Hyde United. It's just a case of keeping it going now, and what a venue to do it in.
Listen, the amount of text messages I've had and, you know, positive messages to say, you know, let's go and give account of yourselves, you're doing really well, you're 15 games unbeaten, you know, if you lose 4-0, you lose 4-0, but, you know, if you win 2-1, you win 2-1. So it's one of them. We're going into this game in the best form possible. We couldn't wish for a better performance from last week. It's not as though we're on the back of three defeats at the minute. So, you know, we're just very much as the same. You know, absolutely we're going to respect Barrow and Ian Everett because they're doing wonderfully well in the season. And we, you know, it'd be great for them to get into the Football League. For us, I said I wanted the biggest club in the competition. And, you know, like I said, I probably should keep my mouth shut. You know, we've got Barrow and I think it's going to be a great game. We like to play football. They like to play football. They're being back with their fans. We're going to take all our fans up. So come 3 o'clock, I think there's going to be a really special atmosphere at Barrow. And hey, listen, who knows? You know, and I will say this to you, Ben. It wouldn't surprise me if we lost 4-0. It equally wouldn't surprise me if we won 2-1. You know, and it's one of them games. So, you know, let's get back on the coach. Let's get our preparations and look forward to 3 o'clock.
Now, obviously, this week you've had a busy week as well away from the training ground. Lewis Lacey, firstly, has come back to the club. Very promising prospect when he was here. A lot of league clubs were after him in his teenage years. Why have we got him back?
I've never met Lewis Lacey, never seen him play. I was contacted 2 or 3 weeks ago about a lad who's 25 now. Had, you know, a couple of wobbles when he was younger, but who hasn't? Kind of lost his way slightly. Went up with Radcliffe last season. He was doing quite a lot of work on the side, but he's got his hunger back. And, you know, invited him in training, and 6'4" of a lad, and the attitude great. Didn't even want to speak about money, just wanted to play for FC United. And, you know, I said, you obviously, if you're going to join us, you need to prove that you're good enough, and, you know, come in and fight for the shirts. We've got a back five at the minute that are, you know, untouchable. But by all means, we're always looking to strengthen. He came in, he's been brilliant. He's been absolutely brilliant, and I've been surprised how good he is. And, you know, when you look at the bench now, you know, if Doyle or Jones does get injured, obviously George Shakur has been called back to Bradford because he's in and around the first team. You look at Lewis Lacey, you've got real confidence now that you've got cover at centre-half. So for us, it's a win-win.
And just to let you know, you probably know this already, but when he was with us in the youth team, often played centre-forward as well, so he could do a chatty thing, right? If you've got 10 minutes to go and you need a goal, it's pretty handy to have.
Yeah, and he said that, you know, he can go both boxes as well. So, listen, he's an aerial threat, but more than that, he can play. You know, he's right foot, left foot, he's a big, strong boy. He's got, you know, a heart of gold, and you know, what impressed me more than anything was, I'm not bothered about money, I just want to play, you know, I want to play football. So, you know, that's always a bonus when you hear that as a manager.
And then there's obviously, we've got to discuss it, the Paddy Wharton issue.
I'd just like to wish Paddy all the best at Atherton. I want to wish Atherton all the best. You know, look forward to getting him to our place. Listen, it's football, isn't it? You know, I'm never going to fall out with anybody. Spoke to Brad Cook. People have got opinions about the situation. For me, you know, my opinion was trying to get Paddy back to fitness and get him fighting for the number one jersey with Cameron. I couldn't guarantee him football like I can't guarantee anybody football. And, you know, he's made the choice to play for Atherton. So, you know, you've got to wish him all the best. And, you know, hopefully he kicks on in his career.
And then we're left with Cameron, obviously, which isn't necessarily a bad place to be. But it is a short-term fix at the moment, or is it not?
No, it's not. Delighted. We spoke to Jimmy, the manager, this week, and the chairman, and they've agreed to extend the deal until the end of the season on the same financial money, so it's very cheap for us. Cam's loving his football here, and for me, you know, I want Cam Belford next season and the season after. He's a wonderful person to have around. Experience, you know, people talk about Tundy, people talk about the form of Regan Linney. Listen, when Cam came into the squad, this team really settled down, and obviously it helped with the goals and the assists. But you know, let's not take anything away from the keeper. He's been instrumental for us.
Well, that Regan Linney goal last week, he started it, didn't he?
Listen, I mean, you can keep watching that. You know, one touch out of his hands into Griffiths, two touch out to Linney, three touches later in the back of the net.
Beautiful
and
goal.
You know, and if you see that on TV, you'd be watching it over and over again. And unfortunately, we probably haven't had as much coverage as what the goal deserves. But you know, that's what we've got, Cam. He's great at distributing the ball, but he's great presence. But more than that, he really enjoys the club, brings his wife, brings his kids, and you know, he wants to be here and we want him here.
And lastly then, Neil, obviously big game today. What's your message to the travelling support who are probably on the going around the diversions like we are this morning?
Well, just before I get to that, we have had another addition.
Okay.
Kyle from Morecambe. He's joined us on a 1 month loan. He's a centre forward, and again, it gives us a different option. He's been around the first team. He's in the squad today,
right.
So he's trained with the squad this week. And Morecambe been great, and again, you know, financially, it works for us. You know, so he's going to join the squad, and it gives us a little bit different. But obviously, he's got to move Tundi. Go back to your question. It's a massive game, and as a manager, as a player, as a fan, you know, you want to play in these games. I'm absolutely envious that FC United aren't in the conference like Barrow are. I'm so envious that they're going for league football and we're not. But you know, our time will come, I'm sure of that. As for today, we're just going to enjoy the occasion. And listen, let's not kid anyone though. We're coming here to win. You know, we're coming here to win, and as hard as it will be, and as much as people will fancy Barrow, we've got a really good side. So you know, let's go and see what happens come quarter five.